Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Darla of Dork podcast. I'm having another episode of the podcast, that is. And I'm using my radio voice, which I do not have. But, well, let's see. This episode, I guess, is our coronavirus special. No, it is not. We are not going to have a coronavirus special. I am sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of it. We're not going to talk about it. And I don't know if you're like me, but I listen to a lot of podcasts just to kind of get away from the news. So I was listening to a podcast and they had a conversation about the coronavirus. How are you doing? I don't know. How are you doing? And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm trying to get away from it for 5 minutes. So that's all I'm going to say about it. I just hope everybody stays well and keep up to date with legitimate sources of information. Two products that I have tried recently are called Bubbly. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's B-U-B-L-Y. And that is a product made by Pepsi. And I've tried several different flavors. The latest flavor I tried today is peach Bubbly. And this is a sparkling water that has no calories, there's no artificial sweetener, no sodium, it's just, what's it say it is? Just carbonated water, natural flavor. So it is carbonated, maybe that's what I don't like as much about this one as I like about the other one that I tried, which is called Waterloo. And I'm not sure who makes Waterloo. I don't have a can in front of me. But I did like it. I tried the, well, there were different flavors, but there was watermelon and strawberry, I believe are the flavors I had. And, they were really good. Now that was a sparkling or carbonated water, but it's made through a distilling process of some sort or a condensation kind of process. I don't know. But, I would say I really liked it better. I can't tell you the prices. I do know that the 18 cans of the Bubbly I got from Boxed.com, and it was about $10, which is very expensive for 18 cans of a drink, which is primarily water. So, and the Waterloo I got from my in-laws, they didn't like my brothers-in-law, and apparently they weren't big fans of it, so that could affect my review, the fact that I got the Waterloo for free. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. And I wanted to tell you, I actually feel, I think because it's been a while since I recorded a podcast, that I actually feel a little bit maybe shy, insecure, anxious about this one. So I just told myself, you just have to jump back in. Just jump back in. Just keep going. Start over where you are. Just do it. So that's what I am attempting. And I hope it was not a total waste of your time, but at least, if not a waste of your time, that perhaps it took your mind off your troubles for a little bit and lighten your mood a little bit and just take you away from the everyday into the mysteries that are my podcast. I don't know. I'm just rambling. I will talk to you later. I'd like to say have a great week, but I don't know. I might do another podcast tomorrow. So just hang in there with me and I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks. Bye.